I am Alberto. I teach by building thought experiments from the smallest observable piece of a problem.
And I am Lorenzo, a public historian, who has spent years placing objects inside the political moments that made them.
One panel, one opening sentence, a replica of an Iron Age Judean wooden idol, carved in human form. What does the panel say first?
The Babylonian exile. Without that, the object is a curiosity, not a document.
Open with the mechanism. The carpenter measures, divides the tree, burns half, carves the rest. That sequence is directly in the text.
But why a carpenter's workshop? Because in Babylon, Israelites were surrounded by enormous gold-plated cult statues, treated as living entities.
Tell me about those statues.
The Babylonians performed the mispi, the washing of the mouth, to animate each statue, not a symbol, a living god.
So Isaiah's carpenter is a deliberate counter-image. He shows the hands, the tools, compass, chalk line, plane, precision craftsmanship turned against itself.
That is the political act. A defeated community says, look at what their gods actually are. Wood, labor, a divided log.
Now here is what I want the visitor to see first. The Hebrew word for what the carpenter produces, tifereth, means beauty, splendor, even the majesty of God.
That word is striking, yes.
The carpenter shapes wood into human form in all its glory, tifereth, then worships it. The idol wears the same word used for divine majesty. That is the mechanism. The human projects their own splendor outward.
I grant the word is sharp, but tifereth applied to an idol is ironic only because the audience knows Yahweh's glory is being mimicked by firewood. That irony requires the exile context to land.
Does it? A visitor today, do they need 6th century BCE politics to feel the force of the same tree warmed the fire and cooked the meal?
They feel something, but they misread it. They turn a targeted political polemic into a timeless fable that flattens the evidence the object actually carries.
That is a testable claim. Does knowing the exile change what a visitor infers? Or does it only add narrative color after the mechanism already did the work?
And your mechanism, humans projecting their form onto objects, is a modern interpretive model, not a verified description of ancient mental life.
Fair pressure. The mechanism is a model, not a measurement, but the text structure, divided tree, iron tools, carpenter's hunger, those are directly observable in the supplied text.
Structure without provenance is archaeology without a site label. Isaiah 40 through 55, 2nd Isaiah, was composed specifically for a community in Babylonian captivity.
So your opening sentence names the exile. And then what? The visitor reads about power dynamics before they see the object?
My opening sentence puts the visitor in the position of the exiled poet, surrounded by living gods made of gold, writing back with a carpenter's workshop. That is not background, that is the drama.
Vivid. But the deceived heart, Isaiah's own phrase, is not a political condition. It is a description of cognitive failure. The carpenter cannot step back and ask, is there not a lie in my right hand?
And why can he not ask it? Because Babylonian visual culture normalized the equation of human form with divine presence. The cognitive failure has a historical cause.
Or the historical context explains one instance of a recurring pattern. The pattern is what makes the object legible to any visitor, regardless of era.
Universality without a bounded historical comparison is an elegant analogy, not a demonstrated fact. Show me the documented cases across eras, and I will grant the pattern.
I cannot produce that comparison on one panel, but the text itself supplies the mechanism's evidence. The ironsmith grows hungry forging. The carpenter marks with chalk and compass. The same log becomes both fuel and god.
Those details are vivid because they are satirical. The precision of those tools, line, chalk, planes, compass, is Iron Age craftsmanship being turned against itself by a poet who knows exactly how skilled these makers are.
Which is the point? The skill is real. The splendor, Tifereth, is real. The self-deception is real. A panel opening with that three-part structure gives the visitor a testable frame for the whole exhibit.
A testable frame for a modern visitor, not an accurate entry point for what the object is, a replica of a political weapon made by a defeated people to reclaim their god's uniqueness against an empire.
My position survives your best objection, because the mechanism is in the text itself, not projected onto it. The divided tree is there. The deceived heart is there. The exile adds depth. It does not add the argument.
And mine survives yours because stripping historical contingency from a polemic does not make the object more accessible, it makes it less true. The exile is not color, it is the reason the text exists. I would revise only if evidence showed that visitors who read the exile context first actually misread the object more than those who do not.